Missouri Congressman Richard Gephardt today made it official. He's running for president. The first primaries and caucuses are less than a year away, and the field of candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination is getting crowded. With so many candidates in or about to enter the race, the well-known Gephardt has advantages, having sought the White House in 1988. But he also has challenges to overcome if he's going to convince the Democrats that this time he's the one who can win back the White House. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
For more than a quarter century in Congress, Richard Gephardt has represented the area in St. Louis where he grew up, where his father, a Teamster member, drove a truck for a local dairy, and where he began his career in 1971 as a city alderman. Today, he formally launched his presidential campaign at his old elementary school.
Here in the home of my values, here at the heart of the American dream, I announce my candidacy for the presidency of the United States.
The Mason Elementary Choir provided the music. A few hundred supporters crammed into the tiny school gym. Many were with Gephardt the last time he ran for president, in 1988. Since that first presidential race, Gephardt has become well-known nationally among Democrats, spending 7 years as House Minority Leader before stepping down last year in preparation for this campaign. Today, he said he was proud of his record in Congress, working with the Clinton administration to pass an economic plan that he said helped build the prosperity of the 1990s. He said Republicans should have learned from that success.
Yet President Bush has taken us right back to the broken policies of the past, the economics of debt and regret, unaffordable tax cuts for the few, zero new jobs, surging unemployment. I gotta hand it to him. Never has so much been done in so little time to help so few.
Gephardt said he'd work for an economic plan that would scrap most of the Bush tax cuts, that would pare down the federal deficit, and which would provide tax credits to businesses to make health care available to more people. He called for a push for energy independence within 10 years. He also laid out plans for a federally supported Teacher Corps, a program modeled after ROTC that would train 2.5 million teachers within a decade. At this stage, there are at least 7 other Democrats in the race, and more are expected. Today, former Illinois Senator Carol Mosley Braun became the latest candidate to file papers to set up a committee to explore a presidential bid. Among those running, Gephardt has the most experience as a party leader and fundraiser. Last year, he helped raise $30 million for Democratic candidates, and he has greater name recognition because he ran for president once before. But with that experience comes questions. Gephardt led the Democrats through 4 straight elections in which they failed to recapture the House. Back in 1988, Gephardt won the Iowa caucuses, but faded soon afterward, which raises the bar for him this time around. Many analysts say it's a no-win situation for Gephardt. If he carries Iowa, they say, that's what's expected. If he loses, they add, well, he's finished. Iowa's Democratic Governor Tom Vilsack says that's not fair.
I think any candidate's got to do well in the first couple of primaries, or it's going to be very difficult to get in caucuses. It's going to be very difficult to get the financing to sustain the long-term battle. So I think it is important to Dick Gephardt, but it's not any more important to him than it is to John Kerry or Joe Lieberman or Howard Dean or John Edwards or whoever.
Gephardt's strong union ties give him an advantage in the Iowa caucuses, where organized labor carries a lot of clout. But union leaders there say their support for Gephardt isn't automatic, and they're going to wait and see. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean has been to Iowa at least 18 times so far, and others are making frequent stops as well. Richard Gephardt, on the other hand, is practically a resident, having been to Iowa on many occasions over the past 14 years. He conceded today that he's not exactly a political fresh face.
I'm not going to say what's fashionable in our politics, that I'm a Washington outsider, that I couldn't find the nation's capital on a map, that I have no experience at the highest levels of government. I do. And I think experience matters.
Gephardt can only hope that voters agree. Greg Allen, NPR News, St. Louis.